إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أرحب بكم في الدرس العاشر من دروس شرح الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة فضيلة الشيخ الوالد عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله تعالى، اليوم 14 من ربيع الأول لعام 33 و400 ألف للهجرة. I welcome all of you to the class. This is class number 10 from the still reading from the book The Explanation of Important Lessons for All Muslims. The fourth pillar from the pillars of Al-Islam. Sawm Ramadan, fasting the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says في سورة البقرة يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. سورة البقرة آية 183. O you who believe, observing a psalm, the fasting, is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may attain piety. For certain periods at a time, the Muslim trains himself to curb his desires, desires that are even lawful. By fasting, one not only benefits spiritually, but physically as well. So, meaning that the fasting has good benefits on the soul, on the heart, on the mind, on iman, and also has benefits on the body, on the diet. One of the spiritual benefits of fasting is that one feels for those from among his Muslims or his Muslim brothers or sisters who are poor and who spend long periods of time without food or drink, such as is happening to many of our brothers around the globe. When a person fasts, of course you feel hungry, especially towards the end of the day. You feel thirsty, you feel weak. But look, you're fasting only until Maghrib, sunset, and you can eat. But now, by fasting, you have the opportunity to feel what the poor people feel, your brothers and sisters in Islam, how they feel, and they don't know when they eat. So you fasting, but alhamdulillah, you're preparing for yourself nice dishes, good meal, just waiting, looking at the clock, waiting for the sunset, waiting for Maghrib time. But look at the families, parents, children. They're hungry. They don't know when they're going to eat. So that you feel that way, so that when you know about the poor people, you be nice to them and kind. And when you eat, at least remember those who cannot eat at that time. And thank Allah for this ni'mah that you have food, and while other people don't have it. Ramadan is the best month of the year, the month in which Allah revealed the Quran. These are some of the virtues of Ramadan and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, the verse 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran. A guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. And in Ramadan is a night. What shows the virtue of Ramadan is that in Ramadan there is one night. That one single night is better than 1,000 months. Not better than 1,000 nights. No, better than 1,000 months. And you know the months usually 29 or 30 months or 30 days and 30 nights. So it's better than 29,000 or 30,000 nights. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qadr, chapter 97, the ayat 1 to 3. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Verily we have sent it, meaning the Quran. It goes back to the Quran. Verily we have sent the Quran down in the night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree. And what will make you know what the night of decree is, Laylatul Qadr? The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Allahu Akbar. One of the mashayikh, his name Sheikh Ali Twejri, hafidahullah, one of our beloved mashayikh, Sheikh Dr. Ali ibn Ghazi, Twejri, hafidahullah, he says, if you are upright and a good Muslim and righteous your entire life, still you will not get the reward that you will get it in one night, subhanAllah. Because the ulama, they mentioned this 1,000 nights, 1,000 months is like over 83 years. You might not even live 83 years. You may die at 70 or 74 or less than that. And even if a person is righteous his entire life, don't play games like we say. Sometimes he's okay, but some other times he's not. If a person is righteous his entire life, still he can't match 83 years of good worship. And look at the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great ni'mah from Allah. And if Allah gave you the success, and may Allah make us successful, ameen, in this life and the hereafter. If Allah give us success, and let's say you fast 40 Ramadan in your life, and every Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you are from those people who Allah give them this reward, Allahu Akbar. That's a great ni'mah from Allah. Likewise, from the many benefits and virtues of Ramadan and fasting in the month of Ramadan, if one fasts Ramadan with faith, with faith meaning he believes that fasting Ramadan is prescribed for us. It's not a habit. Somebody, they just fast because everybody in the house fasts. No, he fasts because this is a ibadah, an act of worship that is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just because everybody is fasting. What if the people don't fast? You still follow them that you don't fast? That's wrong. As a servant of Allah, we fast. Because Allah commands us, regardless what other people do. We don't just follow the people because whatever people do, we do it. Whatever they don't do, we don't do it. No. We follow what Allah commands us and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very important, remember that. So if one fasts Ramadan with faith, seeking his reward from Allah, because Allah rewards greatly for fasting, So that person's previous sins are forgiven. Allahu Akbar. And as you know, we human beings, we wrong ourselves. We commit sins. We're negligent. We don't act upon certain commands that Allah command us. We fall into some prohibitions that Allah command us to stay away from. We say things that we don't supposed to say. We look at things we don't supposed to look at. We do things we don't supposed to be doing. But look at this great chance, opportunity, this great opportunity. The Prophet ﷺ said, and this hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, muttafaqun alayh. Man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Wa man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever, see whosoever, this is not just for some people, men, women, black, white, Arab, non-Arabs, doesn't matter, rich and poor, whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan, having faith and seeking his reward from Allah, then will be forgiven for his previous sins. And whosoever stands to perform the voluntary night prayer in Ramadan, which is called Taraweeh, having faith and seeking his reward from Allah, he will be forgiven his previous sins. And whosoever stands to pray at night on the night of Qadr, having faith and seeking his reward from Allah, he will be forgiven his previous sins. Allahu Akbar. This is a great number from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1 month. Not all year, just 1 month. And in that beautiful month, one night also. And when you stand in Taraweeh, SubhanAllah, for how long? 1 hour and a half, 2 hours at the most, and the Taraweeh is over. And you have the rest of the night. But still, your previous sins are forgiven. People spend more than that time doing things, I'm talking about things that have no benefit for them. When one is fasting, one must also especially avoid backbiting, spreading false tales, lying, or listening to music, or false speech. Moreover, one should especially stay away from all forbidden things and deeds. So, some people, they think, okay, don't eat and don't drink, and that's it. And then they backbite people, they lie, they fight, and they do a lot of haram. No. Not just your tongue and your belly that have to fast. Your ears has to fast from not listening to haram. Somebody want to say something bad, tell them, no, I can't listen to that. Your ears, that's how your ears fast. Your tongue fast, not just from eating, but also from lying. You don't lie. From backbiting, you don't backbite and talk bad about others. Your eyes fast by not looking at haram. And the like. Your hands fast by not doing things with that is haram with your hands. You don't beat people. You don't hit them. You don't do things. You don't steal. And the like. One of the ulama, he says, actually, not eating and drinking while fasting, that's the easiest part of fasting. But the most important part is that the rest of your body has to fast too. The one who is fasting should, based on the sunnah, recite the Quran more often while fasting, remember Allah more, give charity, and strive more to worship Allah, especially during the last 10 days of the month. especially during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, one of the great scholars of Islam, rahimahullah, said, indeed, fasting is one of the pillars of Islam and one of its great foundations. And he mentioned the ayat 183 to 185, Surah Al-Baqarah. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. O you who believe, observing a psalm, the fasting, is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you. Meaning made obligatory upon you as it was obligatory upon the previous nations before us. That you may attain piety, that's not to lose weight and stuff, piety. Fasting helps us to be pious. So fasting for a fixed number of days, meaning by completing the month of Ramadan, whether 29 or 30, because the Prophet ﷺ says the Arabic months, they are whether 29 or 30. There is no 31, there is no 28. Fasting for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. And this shows the beauty of Islam and the easiness of Islam. If somebody is sick, they don't fast. And if anybody has a valid reason from Islam, they don't fast. And if they can make it up later on, they have a whole year to make it up. Even if Ramadan comes in the summer, for example, and from Fajr to Maghrib is 20 hours long and hot, but somebody is sick, so they don't fast those days. Then inshallah they have to make them up. When they make them up, they can make them up in the winter when the day is only like 7-8 hours. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for those who can fast with difficulty, like the elderly and etc., they have a choice either to fast or to feed a miskin, poor person, for every day. Now those elderly people, and also those who their sickness is permanent, and may Allah cure them, ameen, if they cannot fast, all they do is to feed a poor person for each day. They do not make up those days. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him. And that you fast is better for you, if only you know. The month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. So whoever of you cites the crescent of the first night of the month of Ramadan, i.e. is present at his home, not traveling, he or she must observe the psalm, fast that month. And whoever is ill, meaning sick, or on a journey, meaning traveling, the same number of days which one did not observe the fast must be made up for from other days in the year after the Eid, of course. It's not permissible to fast the Eid. Allah intends for you ease, and He does not want to make things difficult for you. He wants that you must complete the same number of days, and that you must exalt Allah, to say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, on seeing the crescents of the month of Shawwal, for having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him. And the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ. Islam is built on five. To bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To establish the prayer, to give the zakat, al-hajj, to perform the hajj to the house of Allah, the Kaaba, and to fast the month of Ramadan. And in this narration of Sahih Muslim, the order is different. وصوم رمضان وحج البيت, to fast the month of Ramadan before Al-Hajj, mean in how he is mentioned. There is a consensus amongst the Muslims that it is obligatory to fast the month of Ramadan. The knowledge thereof is one of those matters that are necessary to know as a Muslim. Whoever denies it being compulsory has disbelieved and must be asked to repent. So meaning fasting in a month of Ramadan is not a choice. It's not by choice, but rather is obligatory. It's obligatory to fast in a month of Ramadan. Yes, fasting Mondays and Thursdays of each month other than the month of Ramadan. Fasting 3 days out of a month other than the month of Ramadan. For example, these are two cases. It's voluntary. If somebody fasts, good for them. If they don't fast, it's okay. But fasting in the month of Ramadan is not a choice. You got to fast. Unless you have a valid reason from the legislation. And then at that moment, you don't fast. And this doesn't mean that everybody come up with his own reason. No. If you don't know valid reasons, study them. Ask the people of knowledge. Fasting was prescribed 2 years after the Hijrah, the migration of to Al-Madinah. Because you know, first the Prophet ﷺ, he's from Mecca. He was born in Mecca and he was raised in Mecca until he was 53 years old. And you know that the pagans of Quraysh, they were harming him and harming his companions. And then alhamdulillah, after a long years of patience, which we learn you have to be patient, you're going through something. Prophet ﷺ, he went through 13 years of and his patience. Some people, they can't even go for a couple of days. And he is the Messenger of Allah, the best of mankind. His companions are the best of this nation, this ummah, and they went through a lot of difficulties and hardship and tests. They went through a lot of hardship and tests. So they are the example for us. When we go through some tests and trial, we be patient. And we continue to worship Allah, and we turn to Allah and ask Allah. That's what the Prophet ﷺ did. The Prophet ﷺ in Mecca, he used to pass by his companions, and they are tortured and punished and harmed. And he will say to them, be patient, inshallah, be patient. The help of Allah is coming, be patient. So Allah ordered him to move to Al-Madinah, because Allah guides the Ansar, and they accepted Islam, alhamdulillah, and they told him, you come here, we defend you, we protect you. So the Prophet ﷺ fasted Ramadan for 9 years. So fasting was not prescribed in Mecca for 13 years. When the Prophet ﷺ moved in the second year of the Hijrah, then fasting was made obligatory. And also one thing you want to know about fasting, fasting was prescribed in 2 stages. At first, Muslims were given a choice between fasting and feeding a poor person. Yet fasting was made preferable. The first stage, the Muslims, they have a choice. If somebody wants to fast in a month of Ramadan, they fast, and that's better. But if some people don't want to fast, they don't, but they just feed a poor person. That was given to them. Number 2, without being given a choice. That choice was gone. Muslims were ordered to fast. Salam ibn al-Aqwa radiallahu anhu said, when this verse was revealed, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامٌ مِسْكِينَ, that's the verse 184 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And as for those who can fast with difficulty, meaning the elderly, etc., they have a choice either to fast or to feed a poor person for every day. It says, whoever wished to break their fast did so by feeding a poor person until the following verse was revealed, abrogating the previous one. By the following verse, he meant, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمُ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. So whoever of you cites the crescent of the first night of the month of Ramadan, present at his home, he must observe the fasts in that month. And whoever is ill or on a journey the same number of days which one did not observe the fast must be made up from other days. Tayyib. So Allah made fasting obligatory on each individual without a choice. So in the second stage, that's it. Now fasting is obligatory upon everybody. The fast is not compulsory until the month of Ramadan begins, which also means that one should not fast the days before Ramadan begins. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَلَا يَتَقَدَّمَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِصَوْمِ يَوْمٍ أَوْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ رَجُلٌ كَانَ يَصُومُ صَوْمَهُ فَلْيَصُمْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Let not one of you proceed by fasting one or two days before Ramadan begins, except for a man who, it's his habit, he fasts that day. Then let him fast on that day. Recorded by Imam Bukhari. And that was the end of the statement of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Meaning here that certain people, they say, okay, I'm just going to fast one day or two before Ramadan, just in case if the people, they differ about seeing the moon or not, I'm covered. No, we don't do it that way. Should not fast one day or two before Ramadan begins. However, certain people may do. Who are those people? They say certain people, they always fast Monday and Thursday. And Ramadan may start on Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay, Ramadan may start on Tuesdays or Wednesdays because of the month. So that person, yes, they can fast that Monday. Why? Because these people, they're not fasting Monday because they want to make sure to fast one day or two before Ramadan. No, because that's their habit. These are person always fast Mondays. Likewise, if Ramadan, it may come on Friday or Saturday, and a person always fast Thursdays, Nafil, optional fasting, they can fast it, inshallah. For those who it's not a habit for them, they shouldn't. And this is, today we talked about the other pillar, the fourth pillar of Al-Islam, fasting in a month of Ramadan. And we mentioned its virtues, and it's obligatory upon the people to fast, everybody. For those who are healthy, alhamdulillah, young, not too old, and not traveling, they fast day by day of the month of Ramadan, from the beginning to the end. How the month began? By seeing the moon, or if they couldn't see it, they complete 30 days. And automatically the next day becomes the first day of Ramadan. Now there is people who, they may be traveling or sick, pregnant woman, breastfeeding woman. These people, if it's difficult for them to fast, they break the fast, alhamdulillah. They break the fast. But then they will count how many days, they should remember how many days they didn't fast. Why? Because they have to make them up later on. After Ramadan, of course, they cannot make it up in Ramadan. They have until next Ramadan. And the third category of people are those who cannot fast, period. Maybe they are very old, and fasting is difficult for them, and since they are not going to get any younger, those people, they break the fast, but they do not make up the days. They do not make up the days. But all they have to do is to feed the poor person. Half sa for every food for every person. Poor person, a day. They miss day by day. And also in this category, someone who is sick, their sickness is permanent. Unless if Allah cured them, Allah is able to do all things, then they become normal to them. But as long as the doctors, trustworthy doctors, they says this person is on medication and they need to take their medication and fasting is harmful for them, then those people, what they do, they don't fast. And they just feed the poor person. Also the women on their menses, when women, they give birth to babies, as long as they are on their postnatal bleeding, or on their menses, they do not fast. But they do make up the days. from another days. And also we mentioned the virtues of Ramadan and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. That shows the importance and the virtue of Ramadan. Also in Ramadan is a night, one night, one single night, that is better than 1,000 months of worship. Also, whoever fasts Ramadan with faith and seeking the reward of Allah, his previous sins will be forgiven, he or she. Likewise, whoever prays the night prayer in Ramadan with faith and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, past sins will be forgiven. And whoever stands in a night of decree, the Laylatul Qadr, and with faith also, and seeking the reward that Allah has prepared for the people, for His servants, for the Muttaqun, then his previous sins will be forgiven as well. And also, Ramadan fasting in general, and especially in Ramadan, allow us to feel how the poor, what they go through. So that when we see poor people, we remember what they go through, and we remember the hunger and the thirst we went through, and we show kindness to them, and try to assist them, of course, everyone according to their ability. There is a lot to say about Ramadan and fasting, but this is only concise for the basics. We're not going to go into the details. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who fast, and write us with the fasting people, and enable us to be obedient. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge, which coupled with righteous actions. May Allah grant us ikhlas, sincerity in everything we say and we do. Allahumma aslih al-qulub. Ask Allah to rectify the hearts, and to keep us firm upon the book and the sunnah, upon the way of a salaf al-salih, salaf al-ummah. Inshallah, next class, tomorrow, we will talk about the fifth pillar of al-Islam, al-Hajj. Fifth pillar of Islam, making pilgrimage al-Hajj to the sacred house. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.